This is Fresh Air. For years, the Western was considered box office death, but the success of Dances with Wolves is helping give the genre another chance. The new film Geronimo tells the story of the last Apache leader to surrender to the U.S. cavalry and the promises that were broken on both sides. Gene Hackman plays General George Crook, and Robert Duvall plays the cavalry's chief of scouts. My guest is the film's director, Walter Hill. He also directed Hard Times, The Long Riders, The Warriors, 48 Hours, Streets of Fire, and last year's Trespass. In making Geronimo, Hill worked with a couple of Native American consultants, including an Apache historian. But Hill doesn't pretend the movie is completely faithful to history.
The movie is not what I would call historically accurate. That is to say that it is essentially a work of the imagination. But it is, I think, in a sense, historically authentic. And history is a great, gives you great characters and gives you a great story, but history doesn't give you three acts. History's not a dramatist. And so we had to organize the material, obviously, as some kind of coherent drama. But we decided that anything that didn't interfere with the drama, we would try to get as exactly right as we could. And the technical advisors were very helpful in that.
Westerns have always been more about myth than reality.
Always. Yes, I agree with that.
So did you want to keep an element of myth in your film, even though you had historical advisors working with you?
Well, I think, one, it's inevitable. It's the old Rashomon principle. I mean, what is the truth? And it's not universally agreed upon. But through the prism of time and looking back, inevitably, I think one of the great ironies, for instance, of Geronimo is that he has been co-opted by the culture that he fought. He is a much more important figure to those that conquered him as a symbol than the Apache currently living in Arizona and in Oklahoma. They don't perceive him in the same way that our ongoing culture does.
Because he resisted the white people, so white people think he's more significant?
Yeah, I think Geronimo has become a symbol for unyielding resistance against heroism, against long odds, unyielding resistance in defense of your culture. To many Apache, he remains a controversial figure who made their lives more difficult by his intransigence.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he doesn't figure as large politically in their history as many other of their figures.
You use slow motion in an interesting way in this film. There isn't a whole scene that's done in slow motion, but you'll slow the motion down for a few seconds and then it'll come up to speed again. Can you talk about how you use slow motion?
Well, it's mainly by intuition. It just seems dramatically appropriate at certain moments and not at others. I remember years ago as a screenwriter, I worked with Peckinpah, and Sam, of course, was very well known for his use of slow motion. Although at the time, I remember he was much criticized as copying Arthur Penn. I think that's kind of forgotten now because people kind of associate slow motion with Peckinpah. But
Arthur Penn a la Bonnie and Clyde.
A la Bonnie and Clyde. And you could always get a fabulous rise out of Sam if you would mention the critics citing Arthur Penn as being dynamically influential on his work. And I think the use of slow motion as an action technique really goes back to Kurosawa. I think, obviously, Peckinpah took it further than anybody ever has and used it probably in a different way than anybody really ever has. And but he would, in private moments, acknowledge, I think, the Kurosawa connection. I think I've rambled around. How is it that I use it?
Yeah, and what are you doing technically, and what's the emotional impact you want to achieve with it?
I think it's really quite simply you want to see certain things better. You want to show the audience something in greater detail. And you also want to move them. I mean, there is different forms of reality. It's kind of like being in a car wreck. Quite often it feels like, hopefully you haven't been in one, but there's something very strange that happens when you're in the middle of one of these moments, life moments, that things weirdly do seem to slow down and take on a different time reference than normal everyday time.
Is it especially hard to do a Western because you have to worry about the horses?
Well, it is hard. You know, years ago, they did things that are no longer done.
Like what?
You know, what do they call it? The running W, or where they ran horses with wires tied around them to knock them down. All the knocking.
Oh, you mean so in a battle scene, they'd pull a wire and the feet would come out from beneath the horse, and that's how they'd go
yeah,
down?
It's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was how classically it was done in the old days.
And that's not considered humane anymore?
No longer, no. And the horses are now, they're all trained falling horses, although occasionally a horse will fall down, of course, in the middle of something, and but that's a different proposition.
So you've got to train the horse to fall down on cue in the middle of a battle scene?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trainer running out with little pellets of food in the middle of a battle scene to train them?
Now, it's all on how you ride them, and it's kind of like which button you push, but certain horses seem to enjoy it. They're very few. I mean, if you look at Geronimo, there's just really a couple of horses. They're doing the falls, but we change their color from shot to shot.
To make them look like lots of horses?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's funny. And you have to worry about your actors learning how to ride horses.
Yeah, I mean,
so that must slow things down a whole lot.
Well, Jason Patrick, who plays Lieutenant Gatewood, was really a non-rider when we hired him in January. But fortunately, we hired him very early. We started to shoot in May. And through, I mean, I'm very much a square one director. If you're going to be a cavalryman, is a soldier on horseback, if you are going to give an effective performance, the first thing that you have to really show an audience is that you can ride. Mm-hmm. And Jason, I mean, he really didn't need me to tell him that. And he was out every day, and by the time the movie started shooting, he was a very, very good horseman.
My guest is Walter Hill. He directed the new film, Geronimo, which stars Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall, neither of whom played Geronimo. That should go without saying. Walter Hill also directed Streets of Fire, The Warriors, The Long Riders, 48 Hours, Trespass, to name a few. We're going to take a short break and then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Back with film director Walter Hill. Are there different safety precautions that you use now in gun scenes than you used early in your career or than the classic Westerns used? Because there's been incidents, haven't there, recently where blanks actually injured people?
That hasn't really changed in my... I can't tell you about 40, 50 years ago. I've been a director nearly 20 years. The safety standards have been very much the same since I've been directing. Blanks are very dangerous. You have to watch your step, whether they're full loads, half loads, or quarter loads. And you have to keep people back a certain way and shoot so that nobody really ever shoots in somebody's face or something like that. I mean, the principle that blanks are dangerous is absolutely correct. It's not new. I don't think that we're doing anything differently on the picture I just did than, say, we did on The Long Riders, mm-hmm. which was, I think, 11, 12 years ago, or before that. As to the incident, I think you're talking about the Bruce Lee son thing. I don't really know what happened. I've heard various stories, and I think from what I heard, there was something lodged in the in the pistol behind, in front of the blank, so that basically when the blank fired, it acted just like a bullet.
Hmm.
And again, I don't know. I wasn't there, and I really probably shouldn't even say anything about it. But and we take precautions to make sure nothing like that ever happens.
Were there any injuries on the set between the gunplay and the horses falling?
A few fellas got skinned up, but there was no. I'm happy to say that no horses, as the Humane Society affirms at the end of the movie, if you noticed,
right.
No horses were hurt. And
now, how do they make that affirmation? Are they there on the set watching?
Yeah,
they are?
You have a Humane Society representative on the set at all times.
And did they ever say, you can't do that, or this is inhumane?
No, because, again, these are all trained falling horses,
mm-hmm.
and you dig pits. Yeah, to make the landing soft. It's you turn the earth and...
Oh.
And you do various things. I mean, they're...
Huh.
I mean, our object is not to get anybody hurt. You know, we're not out there to endanger a stuntman or a horse or anybody. These are effects for a camera, but we don't do it if we think there's the possibility that anybody's going to get hurt. Now, it's always conceivable that an accident can happen, but, you know, we do everything we can to eliminate that possibility.
Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall are the stars of the film. Are they hard to get? Now, I know Gene Hackman makes lots and lots of movies, but did you have them in mind, and were they difficult
to
get?
Well, I think in both their cases they made work quite a bit, but at the same time I will guarantee that they're in greater demand than they do work. I mean, I think
mm-hmm.
they turn far more things down than
mm-hmm.
than they agree to. I think there is also this feeling about among Hollywood professionals that you know, this is the kind of motion picture you don't get a chance to do very often. You don't get a chance to go out there and they're not made a lot.
In what respect?
Big time westerns. And there is they're like every movie, they're hard to make, but at the same time it's a lot of fun, and I'd a lot rather be, I mean, there's always weather problems and portage problems of getting into these locations and et cetera, et cetera. But it's a challenge, and it's in a sense a lot of fun. And I'd a lot rather be out there than on stage three, and I think they probably felt the same way.
So tell me why you love Westerns so much. I love Westerns myself, so I'm not looking for a rationalization, but just like where your passion for them comes from.
Well, I suspect that none of us really ever know. I mean, it's the old, why are we the way we are, which is, I think, kind of unknowable. I liked them a lot when I was a kid. I don't think I ever got over it, really. So there's a kind of infantile fantasy part of it that's probably... Maybe the most important in my affection. I like the theoretical groundwork, if you will, of Westerns, the kind of usually clear-cut moral, ethical dramas that take place in a... at a time when government and the arm of the law or something, however you want to put it, is reasonably ineffective, and so they become very primal dramas where people have to work out their own problems. And I think that's just good, an awfully good foundation for a drama.
Walter Hill directed the new film Geronimo. It stars Wes Studi as Geronimo. This is Fresh Air.